This is Ocean Gazing. It's the podcast that tracks the real-time swirl of creatures, chemicals, and currents of our oceans. I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
You know, songwriting is a mysterious thing. Who knows where it comes from? As a songwriter, you net the songs. They're already out there, and you throw the net, and you catch them.
That's Steve Van Zandt, also known as Solar Steve, when he's writing songs and performing with the Banana Slug String Band. The group's based in Santa Cruz, California, and they make music about science and conservation. In this episode of Ocean Gazing, we'll talk with the band, hear some of the music on their latest CD that just won the Parents' Choice Award, and I'll tell you about something special that's happened to Ocean Gazing. Stay tuned. So what was the genesis of this new CD called Only One Ocean?
It came together when we were presenting at the National Marine Educators Conference that was in Maui.
That's Doug Dirt Greenfield, the co-manager of the band. During that meeting in 2005, he heard about the newly developed principles of ocean literacy, which is an educational framework, really.
To get kids and families throughout the country to understand basic concepts about marine biology and ocean ecology.
And physical oceanography and marine chemistry and geology. So anyway, Greenfield was talking about the ocean literacy standards with Craig Strang, who's with the Lawrence Hall of Science in Berkeley.
I said, well, do you have music that's supporting it? And he went, no. And that was the opening moment. He goes, wow, because we said, well, that seems like a pretty good fit. The whole project, which we entitled Only One Ocean, which is our CD, is completely integrated into the matrix of ocean literacy. Only one
ocean. Here's the opening track from the CD. The members of the Banana Slug String Band met one another 26 years ago.
We found each other as outdoor science educators in a school in the Santa Cruz Mountains. We all were musicians at the time. We were not focused together specifically as a band. We were playing music of all types to enhance the science lessons.
But it wasn't long until the Banana Slug String Band was born.
We have been in a relationship. It's rare the bands can stay together, particularly the original members, for 25 years. So we've gone through many, many transformational things together.
For the new album, Only One Ocean, the Banana Slug String Band attracted numerous musicians from all over the country to contribute their vocal and instrumental talent. And the content of every song was vetted by a team of scientists and educators to make sure the science was right. But that didn't hurt the music. Solar Steve.
We didn't have to compromise anything, really. The collaborative process actually made it better.
Here's an example. In this song, called Mountain in My Hand, the band worked with well-known musicians Brett Denon and Zach Gill, and every bit of the science is correct. I got a mountain in my hand from the rainwashed land. Down by the sea now is where I stand. With this mountain in my hand, trying to understand. Can you tell me more about how you involved kids and children in this process?
Not all the songs have kids, but there's quite a few that do.
That's Airy Larry Graff, the other co-manager.
We help to direct these kids, and it's really fun having the kids in the studio, and they're having a blast because they're, you know, they think this is really cool because they're wearing headphones, there's microphones everywhere, and it's challenging, but it really adds a lot to the record. Some kids, when they're listening to kids' CDs, they really like hearing other kids sing on it. You know, it tunes them in. So I think it's a good tool to get kids to listen to lyrics in our tunes.
To feel them. To feel the lyrics, even.
Yeah. Stops erosion of the mains. Such a
valuable thing. And in listening to the CD, it really seems like you had a lot of fun with it.
Yes. I think our intention is always to make our music uplifting and fun, even though we're tackling some serious topics, like, for example, global warming on our song Too Hot.
Way up north in the Arctic there, problems are brewing for the polar bear. Life on the ice is not so great. Polar bears are losing their real estate.
Too hot.
A little more each day.
Too hot.
Melts away.
Too hot.
Would you be cool if I?
The ocean is a reason for the life you got.
Now in the
You know, global warming, pretty serious thing, but the way the song is written is just so fun. So you kind of have to laugh a little bit at yourself and then take on the challenge of how we can help prevent global warming, and it's not depressing. So I think people really listen to it with a new eye, new ear.
Our goal has always been to transfer ecological understanding to get kids, families, teachers the idea of empowerment.
The ocean is a reason for the life we got.
The ocean is a reason for the life we got.
Did you have any moments of tension or conflict as you were making the CD?
Always.
That's a good one.
Every CD has its tension and conflicts. There's definitely always like a song that's like, I think Down, Down, Down. We didn't even think that we could pull this off. Even our producer didn't even believe in us. It just wasn't clicking. And then all of a sudden, one day, and then like everybody started loving it.
A going down, 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 underneath the sea, though the treasure to be found, pirate life is not for me. Going down, 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 we will see what we can see, we will know where to go to, but then a trip. Going down, 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 where we've never been before, now come and walk with me along the ocean floor.
So now sounding down into the depths, echo location, and we take a few more steps. So now sounding.
If this CD could do one thing in the world, what would you want it to do?
That's a good question, Ari.
We always wanted to play in the White House.
Before going into the studio for the session, I would go down to the ocean and just look at the ocean for a while. So I could capture that spirit and bring it into the music. And, you know, if it's going to do anything, I hope it does that, that it infuses people with the spirit of the power and the beauty and the wealth of the ocean.
I hope it does with this little Hawaiian girl in Kailua who turned to me with the most committed, just sincerity that made me cry. And she just said, we would never, ever harm anything in the ocean. It is so precious. And look in her eye. It was just like this girl, her commitment, her like love of the ocean, like that is what I hope this music does. It just springs open people's hearts and minds. And with that, there's no way they're going to harm this planet. So I hope the music opens those kinds of hearts. It definitely opened mine. That little girl opened my heart.
And now for that something special I promised earlier. We've got a new ocean-gazing webpage.
We kept the page very, very simple. So it's based on the idea of the spoken word is the hero on the podcast, and now the written word is the hero on the website.
Mary Schweiter designed our new webpage. She's used quotes, icons, and photos to improve the page's visual appeal.
When you first enter the website, you have the featured episodes, which the Ocean Gazing team selects as 3 to 5 episodes they want to highlight for a week, a month, however long.
The page is functionally better, too, with an improved search feature. Now it's easier to find episodes and information about those episodes.
You can look up the podcasts or stories by their disciplines, by location on a map, so you can follow ocean gazing around the world and where they've recorded podcasts. And the third feature is what we've called the teacher zone, which is where you can look up episodes according to the science standards that are used today in the classrooms. And teachers can use those podcasts as teaching tools.
Check out our all-new website, oceangazing.org, to see some photos of the Banana Slug String Band, to hear them sharing their favorite moments on this new CD of theirs, and to find out how you can get in touch with the band and hear more of their music. Ocean Gazing, it's a product of COSI, and we get our financial support from the National Science Foundation.
The ocean is the mother of every land, from the hills.
California sand. The ocean gives the living what the living need. We are breathing with the ocean at the living sea.